You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today we're bringing you inside a Rebuilding Together Philadelphia project. An entire block is reinvigorated with the help from hardworking volunteers, building product companies, and Popular Mechanics magazine. We'll be talking with them next on my Fix It Up Life.
Popular Mechanics magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out popularmechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at popularmechanics.com.
I've been wasting time.
And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa, and a successful Rebuilding Together project behind us.
Yes, we were able to participate in this awesome project in Philadelphia, volunteered, and we, you know, sweated with the best of them.
Oh, yeah. It was about, what, a trillion degrees that day?
It was, and we spent most of our time working on a project with the staff of Popular Mechanics magazine.
Yes, yes. Notably one, Roy Berenson and Bill Congdon, who...
They were animals.
Oh.
They were animals.
Berenson was unshutdownable.
Yeah, and they're very buttoned-up gentlemen that work at the magazine, but they were just, like, dripping in sweat. They were getting their hands completely dirty.
Yeah.
And, you know, grabbing everything to participate and to help. And we were working on garden beds in an abandoned lot.
Yeah, it was a space that had a building in it, and then the Popular Mechanics crew took it and turned it into a usable space.
Which is totally awesome.
It changed the neighborhood, really.
It really did, and there are a lot of other upgrades that happened throughout the community, and we're going to be sharing interviews that we did with the people that were volunteering and people from the different building product companies that donated all different kinds of products to them.
Yes, for the project.
For the project.
Yes.
Thank you, Mark. And you can find out more about the project and everything else in the September issue of Popular Mechanics magazine, which is on newsstands right now.
And if you're lucky, you'll see a photograph of my wife, Teresa, hard at work.
Yeah, and I think you might be in one, too. So we are going to have to take a break, and we'll be back and bring you more My Fix It Up Life.
Finding reason to mirage.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
What a perfect day to play left right there.
And you're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and we're inside Philadelphia today.
We are. We're on Garfield Street.
We're inside
Street.
Philadelphia and outside.
Out
on
of
the
doors.
Street. Out of doors, we're like you like to say.
Out of doors. I love saying out of doors.
You, yeah.
I feel like that's important to say.
Uh-huh.
And we're joined by Carrie Rathman.
Yes, the executive director of Rebuilding Together Philadelphia.
I can't believe you said that all in one pass. I had every brain cell.
How fast can you say that?
Executive director of Rebuilding Together Philadelphia.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well,
that's because I practice about 15 times.
You might get elected to the board or something if you can say it really fast.
Yeah. Is that how you got elected, Carrie? Is that how you got your job?
I said it fast. I said it fast 3 times.
Oh.
Really?
See, that's high end right there. We can't keep pace.
No, we can't.
Hey, how did you get into this whole thing? You know, you don't look like a general contractor. Let me just put it that way.
Well, what he's trying to say is she's very pretty. For everybody listening, you can't see her. She's very pretty. There
you go. And, yeah. Look, I'm a general contractor, and I'm a trainer.
Not really
so
pretty.
It takes
looks
one
like
to know one, you know what I'm saying?
Somebody drove over your face a few times.
Hi, my skin is brought to you by the Leather Council.
So anyway, so how did you get involved with Rebuilding Together Philadelphia?
I actually was a teacher, and then I worked for an educational nonprofit, so that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then got into nonprofit management through that, and when I saw the opening for Rebuilding Together Philadelphia, I fell in love with the mission. And it just really, really resonated with me to have volunteers helping communities and bringing communities and volunteers together. And I was so persistent that even without the contracting background,
really,
I got hired.
Wow. So they were looking for someone with a
new executive director.
Mm-hmm. And they wanted that person to have some building skills and some background in the trades kind of thing?
I think that wasn't the original intent. I think the original intent was the executive director, he really loved the operations side of it, and he wanted to step back and just do the contracting pieces
uh-huh.
of it. And I would have worked with him, and unfortunately he passed away, Steve Severin.
Oh.
He passed away during that process. So I found myself back in his operations position and the executive director.
Oh, so you got two jobs for the price of one. Awesome. Welcome to the 21st century, ladies and gentlemen.
That happens a lot, you know, in companies these days that, well, why don't you do this other guy's job?
Yeah. And we'll pay you the same. Don't worry.
Or less.
Or
you can work more hours, do more things.
But, you know, it gets in your blood. Rebuilding together gets in your blood in so many ways. And it's just such a wonderful opportunity to roll your sleeves up, help communities, leverage work for communities in a meaningful way that I'm grateful for.
Well, so now that you have been involved with Rebuilding Together Philadelphia, can you do projects around your own house?
No.
Okay.
I don't have time. No.
Yeah, we know what that's like.
Yeah. I imagine you've picked up a lot of skills since you've been doing this work.
You know what? I leave that to the volunteers.
Okay.
So I help facilitate, but really we have wonderful skilled volunteers mm-hmm. with lots of construction background. We have amazing general volunteers who come out with a can-do attitude that can roll up their sleeves and learn new things. So I've learned a few things, but I really leave it to the volunteers because they're the experts.
Oh, very good.
That's
so
great.
I support them.
Well, one thing that I noticed when you were speaking earlier, which is you're a great speaker, but you've mentioned several times house by house, block by block,
mm-hmm.
just wailing away at the problem of old houses and houses that need work and people who can use a little extra help to mm-hmm. get it done from an organization like Rebuilding Together. And if you could go into that a little bit more, I really wanted you to talk for like another hour and a half about it, but we'd nobody be working.
That's how Mark kind of thinks and talks in 90-minute presentation format. So
yeah, there's 85 minutes left to my question.
Well, so historically, we've worked with homeowners in need, doing warm, safe, dry repairs, energy efficiency upgrades, and home modifications for elderly and disabled homeowners. And it became apparent that to really leverage that work and make it more meaningful than to work for a single person here and there, you need to bring it together to a critical mass. And that way, too, we address exterior work on the blocks, exterior safety issues such as lighting. We green lots and build community gardens. We do landscaping. And then all boats rise on a block, even if you're not receiving the services themselves yourself. And each homeowner really starts to see themselves as part of a bigger picture, which is invaluable for moving forward. And it picks up momentum of its own. It's not unusual for us to hear back that a block is continuing to do work in other ways.
Like after the fact.
After the fact.
Yeah.
Or also, we tend to get a lot of volunteers who never thought of volunteering before and then look at their neighbors in informal ways and say, how can I help you?
Oh.
Because they realize that they have something to give. So I think leveraging the work that we do in block builds really makes the outcome so much greater, and it has a far deeper impact on the communities we serve than, although it's wonderful to help one person on a block or two people, when you really get that critical mass going, it really takes on a life of its own, and it's the outcomes are far greater and the impact far deeper. So it helps
wow.
us maximize our impact.
Totally.
Well, and
cool.
It's probably too inspirational for everyone who lives here too, that, you know, that they are working together. They're not working by themselves. It's not just their house, that they are a community,
yeah.
you know, making it all better together.
Yeah, all
love.
Ships rise, like you said.
Totally.
I'm totally into that.
And I think a lot of homeowners don't see themselves as an asset to the community or their home as some kind of asset. And I hear that time and time again, not in those words per se, but people not understanding that their house was worth something to the community at large. And now they see it as worth something and something to protect as an asset, not just for their own family, but also for the community. So there's all different levels of payoff of doing the work this way. And then we work with other partner organizations who help us get a lot more done, who are stationed in the community where we're working, who know it more intimately before we get started. So it just helps us have to get the work done more effectively and efficiently.
And how many houses on this block of Garfield Street are you working on now?
So today, I think a few more are cropping up, but on our roster was 22 houses.
Wow.
And the bulk of them are getting energy efficiency upgrades and repairs, a package that's going to everyone, things that are low-cost, high-impact that they can do. And there'll also be an educational outreach piece after this because historically a lot of homeowners don't behave in ways that save them the most money, you know, not turning off lights, keeping heat at a constant 78 or... So the energy coordinating agency is going to follow up and do a block community outreach and do some education for the people as well.
So it makes sense. You can sustain the sustainability.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Love it.
Way to go.
And hopefully people will be growing some food in that garden. So
that's right.
There was a lot that was dumped on for years and years, so we've reclaimed it.
Really?
And the block has reclaimed it for themselves. And when we were out here doing surveying, the block, many people said, can you do something about that lot? Can you do something about that lot? So I'm really excited about that.
Wow. Instead of, hey, can you do something for me? It's like you're saying, can you do something for
all
everybody?
Of us? Yeah. That's so good.
Oh, that's cool. I can't wait to get over there. And the banging that I hope you can hear in the background is
sounds like lots of minions.
A small popular mechanics army and neighborhood army. There's Roy Berenson, editor of the home section. He's coming up next or soon. We can peel him away. But his shirt is now drenched. And that's what they're doing. They're building the raised garden beds to do the plantings.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, so that's what's happening. That's what you can hear in the background here.
A lot of banging.
On my Fix It Up Live. And a lot of dirt being hoisted over a wall. This is cool. I'm leaving. I'm going to get to work.
That's fine, Mark. I know your tools are just like, you know, aching for you to put them on.
Well, Carrie, hopefully you can join us again on your next rebuilding.
Sure.
Together Philadelphia build and let us know where it is, when it is, and what's cooking.
Yeah, keep in touch.
Yeah, for sure.
We have lots of projects on the books, so I'll keep you updated.
Please
that is so
do.
Good.
Please do. And thank you so much for joining us. And we'll see you next
on my Fix It Up Live.
Daylight fades on the park.
Johns Manville is the only complete line of certified formaldehyde-free fiber glass home insulation on the market. JM improves indoor air quality for the health and well-being of your family by reducing overall exposure to formaldehyde. Look for a naturally white insulation at Lowe's or specify Johns Manville with your builder. For more information, visit www.jmhomeowner.com. Again, that's www.jmhomeowner.com.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we have a special guest on the line from Minwax.
We do. And Minwax is a proud supporter of the Rebuilding Together project that we were working on with Popular Mechanics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. They provided all kinds of product for that project.
Oh,
say that 10 times.
Product
fast.
For the project.
But we are joined to talk more how to and what to with the Minwax spokesman, avid professional woodworker and antique restorer, Bruce Johnson.
Hi, Bruce. Are you there?
Hey, gang. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. How are you?
Oh, we're doing wonderful. I'm down here in Asheville, North Carolina. Got a beautiful day today.
Oh, that sounds like a nice place to be.
It certainly is.
You know, that's a furniture capital, isn't it?
Yeah, North Carolina, over in High Point, over in the center part of the state, for many, many years now, has sort of been the focal point for furniture production and still is. So, yeah, North Carolina, in addition to being sort of an old tobacco state, is also a new high-tech furniture industry as well.
Well, that's a
perfect place for you to be.
It works out very well for me.
Now, are you just driving around in a van staining everything that you can find?
When I first moved to North Carolina, that was right when I started working with Minwax on projects, both new wood and on old wood as well. Yes, I and my dog, Abby, would get in my van, and we'd go from antique shop to antique shop, and we would be looking for projects.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
That
cool.
sounds so lovely.
Yep.
Are you working on anything right now?
Always, you know, I've got a house here in outside of Asheville, and we're getting ready to do a kitchen remodel, and I got a front door I'm getting ready to take down and refinish. And I think actually a front door was one of the projects that was going on at Rebuilding Together, wasn't it?
Well, what are you going to use for that? What's involved?
Well, a front door, like I say, I think they did one on the project there as well, using a product called Minwax Helmsman. Mm. And you have to make sure when you're working with an outdoor wood that you've got a product that is designed for outdoor use. A product such as the Minwax fast-drying polyurethane is perfect for interior projects, but whenever you step outside, you're doing a front door, in my case, you want to make sure that you're top coating that with Helmsman, which is specifically states on the can for, you know, suitable for or designed for outdoor use, because otherwise the ultraviolet rays of the sun will break down a finish that doesn't have those extra ingredients.
Oh, I gotcha.
That's a good tip.
And Helmsman is, correct me if I'm wrong, but that is a spar urethane, right?
That's a spar urethane, right.
Yeah, I've only used a couple gallons of that in my life.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great, great project or great product for those outdoor projects.
Well, and if anyone is out shopping for any kind of Minwax product and you are there in the store and you see the little pamphlets that break down how to use the different products and everything, that's Bruce Johnson right there on the actual...
Oh, that's him?
Isn't that you?
That's my picture, yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah,
I was in a store the other day and I picked up... I was like, that's the guy that we're talking to on our show.
Yep.
I was very excited.
One of the great things about Minwax is that they've always been devoted to the education of the consumer. It's not just about selling cans of stain and finish, but it's encouraging people by giving them simple step-by-step instructions, whether it's in the form of a booklet or a pamphlet you can pick up in the store, or whether you go to Minwax.com and print off instructions there. You can even look at the different colors. Great website, especially for that new generation of homeowners who are used to, like my sons, going to the internet when you're looking for something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. that's kind of how that's how I do things. I go to the internet first, and Mark always likes to...
We bridge the generations at our house.
Yeah, do it the complete opposite way. He likes to get in the car, he likes to pick up the phone, he likes to talk to an actual live person before he does anything. And I always go online first, and then I want to talk to a live person.
In the case of Minwax, they've kind of got us covered both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got the information on the website that can get you started, that can help you pick out the product. And then when you go to the stores, there's even more literature there. And plus, then you've got the store personnel that, you know, Mark and I like talking to, who can help you, you know, make sure you're getting the right product and the right amount of it for what you're doing.
Cool.
And Minwax has 80% market share for interior stains, and that is absolutely enormous. And I'm curious, you know, what are they doing?
Where can you not buy it?
Yeah, what are they, what are you guys doing, you know, now? I mean, what do you do after you have 80% market share?
Well, you know, what you have to do then is bring more people into the category, because that's what my job is. It's the, you know, I'm a former high school English teacher, and my background in terms of teaching has dovetailed well with Minwax's idea of educating the consumer, not just the person who is already into wood finishing or woodworking, but the young couple who buys their first house and they're on a budget and they're looking for ways, whether it's to put another coat of finish on their floors or do something with their kitchen cabinets before they would actually maybe tear them out. So Minwax has always been dedicated to, first, like you mentioned, in the stores, making sure that you don't just see a yellow can of Minwax there, but you see a booklet or a pamphlet as well. But they've also been involved with projects such as the Rebuilding Together project. They give a Community Craftsman Award each year to honor individuals or groups who have improved their communities working with wood. They had a program called Chairs for Charity, another one called Furnish the Future. So they're always reaching out.
That's cool. They're looking
for ways that Minwax can help people get involved with woodworking and refinishing and wood finishing, but also then recognize individuals who have helped their community in those ways.
Well, and, you know, one thing, Mark and I were in a store recently looking at some unfinished wood furniture, and, you know, a simple project that a lot of young people, and I kind of include myself in this group.
Yeah, I'm not included in it, personally.
I don't include Mark in this at all, but, you know, we want to personalize our homes, and we want to have a fast project that we can get done in a weekend, and that's something that you can do, is you can, you know, get one of these really cool handmade pieces of furniture from an unfinished wood shop, and you can use, and you can pick whatever stain you want. You can mix the stains together, which is so cool that Minwax lets you do that, you know, and come up with all different colors and everything.
And that's one of the neat things. I've always been a big fan of unfinished furniture, especially if you are, you know, doing it for, for a perfect example is a child's room. You know, whether you're doing a rocking chair for a daughter or granddaughter or bookcases, not only can you save money by buying unfinished furniture, but just as you mentioned, Teresa, you can customize it. You can pick the colors that your son or your daughter wants, whether it's some, you know, shade of blue that you've never seen before, or cranberry or sangria. There's all sorts of different colors. And this is what the water-based finishes, the water-based stains and finishes now that are on the market are great for getting the whole family involved in doing projects in a shorter amount of time because they dry so much faster and you don't have any fumes associated with the water-based. And this is another way that Minwax is reaching out to that new, younger generation by giving them products that, that do dry faster and don't have any fumes and give you great colors in addition to the traditional wood tone colors. Will never leave the walnuts and the rosewoods behind, but it's always nice to have that splash of color when you want it.
Well, I absolutely love that. And, you know, if you want to check out more information, go to minwax.com or go to a local home improvement store and check out all the information and check out Bruce Johnson on the little pamphlets next to all the products.
Yeah. Bruce, we could talk to you for another hour. Unfortunately, we only have another second, so we're going to have to bid you adieu. Thanks so much for joining us, and we will be back on the other side of this break on My Fix It Up Life.
Just when you thought you were done with your paint project, you discover that paint has bled under your tape, causing messy paint lines. Not anymore with patented Frog Tape. Frog Tape is the only painter's tape treated with paint block technology. Paint block is a super absorbent polymer that reacts with latex paint and instantly gels to form a micro barrier that seals the edges of the tape, preventing paint bleed. The result? Very sharp paint lines and no more touch-ups. Frog Tape keeps paint out, keeps lines sharp. For more information, visit www.frogtape.com. Again, that's www.frogtape.com.
Do you have an overwhelming home renovation project on your hands? Replace your pry bar and sledgehammer with the new Little Red All-Steel Demolition Tool that delivers maximum power and precision with little effort. Reach into tight corners and speed around sensitive areas while simultaneously removing staples, small and large nails, and screws. Use the Little Red for endless demolition projects, including prying tiles, flooring, trim, drywall, siding, cabinets, panels, roofing, and more. Save time and money. Enjoy a cold drink, not a cold sweat. Visit www.littleredripper.com to solve your demolition puzzle.
TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa, her husband, Mark.
That's
and
you.
It's me. And we're joined by Susan Fisher, Director of Brand Management for Delta Faucet Company, and also partner with Popular Mechanics in, Teresa, wait for it.
Wait for it.
Wait for it. I got that from Barney Stinson from How I Met Your Mother. Wait for it. Rebuilding Together Philadelphia.
Yes.
Are you there, Susan?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Oh, it's great. Good to see you, or good to talk to you, I guess. I'm not looking at you.
Awesome. You'd be pulling a trick that we don't know how to do, so that would be cool.
If you're watching us right now, I'm scared because there's probably some hidden camera around the studio somewhere.
Well, I'll jump right into it. This is the greatest ham-handed segue of all time.
What's
because Delta Faucet makes the faucet that you just touch and it turns on.
Yes, the touch 2L.
And then you touch it and it turns off.
Yeah.
Even I can operate that.
You don't need to read the directions.
Yeah, I don't need to read the directions,
no.
But I mean, I just love getting to.
Well, if you haven't seen the commercials or had heard someone talk about that, I mean, I don't know where you're hiding. Seriously, it's very popular.
Yeah, Susan, what's the deal with those things?
Oh, it's a great new product that we launched recently. That it's really user friendly, and it certainly addresses, you know, that common problem of messy hands in the kitchen, and then you know trying to avoid transferring that mess to other products like the faucet.
I
love
that.
So it just makes it really easy.
I absolutely love it. And another thing that I love too is that you guys have a lot of new videos up on your website too.
Yes, we do. We just launched several new videos to try and help people out when they're doing their own little projects around the house that involve a faucet or a shower or anything like that. We call them how-to videos.
Oh, I love how-to videos. That's one of the things that we do a lot of.
Yeah.
But you guys, I read that you culled a lot of information from actual calls that you receive at your 1-800 call center number, and then took all that information from what people like frequently ask, and then made videos on it so that it pre-answers everyone's questions.
Well, we try to. I mean, ideally, if you don't have to pick up the phone and call someone to get help, if you can have something right there in front of you, lots of people really enjoy learning by seeing it done, and that's what these videos are designed to do. They're just 2 to 3 minutes long, and they address the top questions that we get into our call center just to try and make things a little easier for folks.
And what are some of those top questions?
Oh, there's all kinds of them. Number one, replacing seats and springs inside of a Delta faucet is a really common maintenance practice that people usually do somewhere around that 7 to 10 year time frame of the lifespan. And it's easy to do. It's a quick repair, and so it's perfect for a 2 minute video.
Cool.
Uninstalling a faucet, you'd be surprised how that can be sometimes the most difficult part of replacing a faucet is getting the old one off. So we teach people how to do that.
Well, that is so good. And even before you even buy a product too, I think it would be something I would do is go and check out your website, check out some videos, and kind of figure out what are the problems that people have encountered. What are the questions they've asked? Because what are the frustration points that could possibly make my life hard?
Teresa and then, is such a research hound.
I am insane. And then I would know what I'm prepared to get myself into, you know, instead of just going, I want this pretty new faucet or whatever, going to the store, buying it, opening up the box and going, oh my goodness, what do I do now?
Yeah.
Yes, and I think sometimes just seeing it done will help people get a little more confidence about doing some projects themselves.
Well, as Teresa said before, and I apologize, I just completely interrupted you.
That's
fine. He does that a lot.
Yeah, I can't shut it down.
No,
no filters. But it's the show me, don't tell me kind of way that a lot of people learn this stuff. I mean, it's just hard to write down how to remove the spring and replace the spring in a faucet. When
right,
you can show someone in 2 seconds.
A lot of
seconds.
Times you get engineering jargon when you're looking at some of those instructions that come with products, and so this breaks that down as well.
Yeah, that's great.
That's so good for DIYers. But also, you guys have some new stuff, too, that makes it easier for the pros. Also, the Diamond Seal technology and the Duramount mounting
right.
system.
Right. So we're trying to always think about what are better ways to interact with water and incorporating smart thinking into everything we do. And so that goes all the way back to designing the products. And Diamond Seal technology has many benefits, but one of them is the ease of installation. So that we took into account all the way from the deck, you know, so the countertop behind the sink, all the way down to where they connect to the water stops, and what could we do to make that easier. And so we did two things. First, we integrated the supply lines into the product. So they're 32 inches long coming down from below the countertop, which is plenty of length to get you all the way to the water stop. So you don't have to buy those extra supply lines, but more importantly, it reduces the number of leak points.
Sure.
Oh, that's so good.
And I've seen the water stops, like, for example, in a kitchen or a bathroom vanity, way down at the bottom of the cabinet.
Yeah, and you'd be surprised. In some older homes, they come, you know, through the floor. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to account for all those different variables, and then so you don't need anything extra, and they just hand tighten onto the water stops.
Oh, like
and then
a compression
the Duramount is the other piece of the installation process, where the nuts are made from a fiberglass reinforced polymer that can be hand tightened, and they're double threaded, so they turn on really fast. They move right up the shank very fast. So again, recognizing that confined space underneath the sink and how difficult it can be ergonomically,
sure.
Try to make it as easy as possible.
Well, laying on your back, sticking out of a cabinet, that's just not, you know, I mean, some people sleep like that.
Not many can.
Yeah, well, especially if you're working your way around a garbage disposal or something that's really jammed in there. It's never easy. So these things either, what I'm taking away from this is if you're a DIYer working on this on the weekend, or if you're a pro doing 20 of them a week or whatever, either way, you're saving time and getting a better installation.
Yes, it's confidence. It's putting confidence into it so you know that when you walk away, you're not going to have leaks.
Oh, I love that.
At any of those joints.
You're building confidence, too, with the videos that you have. And, you know, anyone out there looking to, you know, put in a new faucet or anything in their home, check out the videos because it'll totally help you before you even go to the store or even if you're at home trying to figure out what you're supposed to be doing before you pick up that 1-800 number and give them a call, too.
Totally. Hit deltafaucet.com/video gallery, and you can check out your kind of product and your kind of installation. And I hate to say it, but we gotta go.
We do.
We gotta roll on the other side with this break. We will see you later with more My Fix It Up Life.
At Delta Faucet, we believe there are better ways to experience water and better ways to live with water. This conviction goes beyond excellent design to incorporate smart thinking. With products that range from magnetic docking spray wands that stay put and faucets that turn on or off with a touch, to diamond valves that help the faucets last up to 5 million uses. These features, when paired with beautiful design, make it easy to understand why Delta is more than just a faucet. For more information, visit www.deltafaucet.com. Again, that's www.deltafaucet.com.
And you've been
Inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
And we're outside today.
We are way outside today on Garfield Street in Philadelphia.
Yes, we are.
With our friends, Popular Mechanics.
We are in Rebuilding Together Philadelphia.
Yeah, and they are rebuilding this street, greening it on a block build.
They are, and we're helping.
We're helping.
We brought our tools.
We're not helping right now.
No, we're gearing up to help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by gearing up, I'm laying down a couch right now.
He is. He's laying down on a couch, taking a little rest, watching, you know, a little TV, solar powered.
Solar TV.
Well, yeah, because it's all about green it up, yeah.
Okay, we're not. We are broadcasting here today. We're not broadcasting right now. We're doing live interviews.
Oh my goodness.
From the site. I just, you know, it's just, it comes out.
It does. It comes out, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But we are here with one of our, you know, best friends of the show.
Yeah, and friends in real life.
Oh, in real life, too.
Yeah, friends in real life. Mike Kresh.
From Popular Mechanics Magazine.
Hello, Mark and Teresa.
How are you, man?
I am very good, and let me say to all your listeners, they are just as attractive in person, if not more so, than when you watch them on YouTube.
Ooh.
Woo!
Very, very good-looking couple here in person.
Okay. Anyway.
Said it about me.
I think Mark's going to leave now. He's going to go get his dance groove on.
You guys look great. Thanks for coming out, first and foremost.
Oh, we got a truck. We got a truck. Mike, stay with us. Mike, the show must go on, Mike. Stay with us. Stay with us.
I'm with you.
Now, that beeping you hear in the background is the reverse alarm for a dump truck from Primex Garden Center. And they are dropping off the topsoil for the lot that Mike and his group from Popular Mechanics is clearing and preparing right now for a new landscape.
Community garden.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to be putting in planters, flowers, and all kinds of nice things, too, today.
It's going to be primo.
And a lot of people have come out from Popular Mechanics Magazine, too, to help with that.
Yeah,
some of our favorites.
Good turnout. We had about 15 people today.
That's huge.
Yeah, we've got Bruce Mitnick.
Yes.
We've got Bill Congdon.
Mm-hmm.
We've got
Roy Berenson.
Roy Berenson, mm-hmm. Who's going to be on the show later.
Yes. Our director extraordinaire, Glenn Fuenmayor, right here.
I was going to say Glenn, but and I've known Glenn for years. I still can't even get near his last name.
It's a tough one.
Can't even get near it.
Just call him the Glenn.
The Glenn.
Yeah, I think
that'll
that's
work.
Good. Yeah.
That'll work. So, but Mike.
Oh, I want to know how you guys got involved in Rebuilding Together and Rebuilding Together Philadelphia.
That's a very good question. Well, I'll start off with Rebuilding Together first, then we'll get into Philadelphia specifically. And that has a lot of ties to you guys, first and foremost. We've been doing, Bill Congdon and I started a platform about 7 years ago called Popular Mechanics Gives Back. We felt like what we wanted to do is kind of marry the world of advertising and marketing with the not-for-profit sector and kind of put some of our hard work to goodwill and good use. And it's really worked out. I mean, what we've been able to do is actually, you know, sponsor some projects that help neighborhoods and simultaneously bring in some of our key advertisers and some of our friends and get them involved. And it's a win-win-win because we're able to help out and do a good thing. Our advertisers are able to help us, and we're able to help them by giving them kind of cool placements in the magazine. And just everybody benefits. So
right.
It's just a win-win.
And I hear you talking about this, and, you know, we're talking about big companies and you know, all these people coming here from New York and various sites from Hearst. But I also see the people on the street who live here, and one of the win-win-wins is, like, you know, real people getting real stuff, real help.
Yeah, at the end of the day, people that live on this block are going to be able to walk away and live in the street with all these wonderful new upgrades to their homes and to their street, too, which is so wonderful. So, you know, it's great for everyone.
Right, and you guys just captured the spirit of the magazine right there. Like, this is a magazine about being hands-on, about, you know, getting your hands dirty. That's cliche, but it's true. I mean, you don't find a lot of the, you know, we have about 8.8 million readers, and you say, who are they? They're the guys that are out there on a day like today, on a Saturday morning, that are doing stuff like this. You know, they're not going to be on their couch. So that's why it's great, you know, and the people that I think come out and support us, that it's just all in the spirit of the magazine.
In the special section that's in Popular Mechanics Magazine, too, that's a great takeaway for readers, that they can then be inspired to then help out their community programs, too, to help, you know, use their skills and improve their skills and put it to good use in their communities, too.
And
so
what
that's
good. Right. No, you're right. And what we do is we'll put at the end of each section, we'll give the readers, you know, an opportunity to go online to see where they can volunteer and see what they can do to help out.
Because there are projects going on all over the country every day.
Every day
there's an opportunity for you to put your good skills to work and help out a neighbor.
Yeah. And if you're not that skilled, you just enjoy it.
Well, there are projects for every skill level. I think there are people that are planting flowers, and then I heard you were going to be using a chainsaw. I mean, like, there's everything.
There's everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what your skill level is.
And that's my question for you, Mike, because you're covered with sweat right now, and it's barely 10:15 in the morning.
No, I don't know what that says about my physical condition.
Look, play into the question. You're working hard.
Working hard.
You know, don't be so self-effacing.
All right.
You know, Mike has been, we've been here setting up and so forth for a while. Mike's been on Full Tilt Hustle the whole time. So what are you doing?
Well, right now, there's actually, if all you listeners can imagine this, there's a beautiful block in Germantown that really we have volunteers covering a whole block. And there's a group of about 15 popular mechanics volunteers that's working on a vacant lot that we're converting into a garden. So we're building some benches. We're clearing it out. It's really an exciting project for us to be a part of.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. And there are swarms of popular mechanics shirts over there.
There are. And you guys are taking photos, too, for the special section in Popular Mechanics magazine, which is the September issue.
Oh, that was my next question. I was going to ask Mike when the next question.
You
I'm out of questions for you now.
You could ask me.
But it's his magazine.
It is true. It
is magazine. You can ask Teresa.
It'll have 10,000 words. It'll have 13 photos.
Oh, and I met the gentleman who's writing the special section, too. I can't remember
Scott Holmes.
Scott.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So he's
right.
Walking around, taking notes, interviewing people, and, you know, it's going to be great.
And Mike, can I ask you who your partners are, the corporate partners for the special section?
Put me on the spot, but yes, of course you can. we have folks from Minwax, Johns Manville, Cooper Lighting, Frog Tape, amongst others. And there's still opportunity for some to come through. But what's great about our sponsors is that not only are they advertising, but, you know, they're at no obligation to do so. But they provided some great product, too.
Oh, that's great.
Another one, I forget, Kills.
Primer.
They provided a lot of primer.
Oh, nice.
You know, just, again, all in the spirit of doing good. And it's so rewarding to have such good partners in that respect.
That's so good.
And I got to be honest with you, one of the reasons that our show and your magazine connects on a real level is that we're kind of into this and we dig it. We dig the real effects of it just like you guys do. So we're thrilled to be here with you guys.
And vice versa. I mean, it's such a pleasure working with you and having you here. It really is.
Aww.
Really is. No,
it's
true.
Oh, that's it. The Mutual Admiration Society.
I just felt warm. He warms my heart.
Well, Mike looks like he
had that effect on my wife. I love you, Steph.
Mike is actually cooling down right now. I see the sweat evaporating. We can't have that.
We can't have that. He needs to get back in the game. So
that's right.
Well, again, thank you guys for being here. Really appreciate it. And we're speaking from all of Popular Mechanics, we're huge fans of your show and keep up the great work that you guys do.
So
awesome,
sweet.
Mike, and thank you.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
All right, and we will be back
in just a minute
with more My Fix It Up Life.
For more than 30 years, the Kills brand has offered primers with superior color coverage, mildew resistance, stain and odor blocking, in fast drying, easy to apply formulas. That's for both interior and exterior use. From general-purpose surface preparation to heavy-duty stain and odor coverage, there's a Kills primer for every paint job. To check out the entire Kills product line, visit www.kills.com. That's www.kilz.com.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we are joined by a special guest from Cooper Lighting. And before we bring him on, I want to talk for a second about the fact that we actually got one of the things he's going to talk about.
We did, and Mark is in love with it.
Yeah, and we talked about it on our local version of the Today Show, I guess. It's called the NBC 10 10 exclamation point
10 exclamation show. Point show. And Mark brought the Mighty Light in.
Mike D Light.
Yes, from Cooper. And seriously, all of the guys, all of the cameramen, the
The crew guys.
For the show, were all over it. They were like, what is this thing?
Yeah. And where do I get it?
And what does it do?
Yeah, exactly. So when I don't think Ken, who is going to join us from Cooper Lighting, will be too proud to say that you could email the Enterprise with it.
He did say that. Ken, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Well, welcome to My Fix It Up Life. It's a pleasure to have you. And thank you so much for sharing the Mighty Light. I want to try to enunciate it as well as I can.
It takes a little getting used to, but it's the Mighty Light.
Yes, it is mighty, too.
Yeah, thing's great. Thing is great. I stuck it to the side of a paint can. I turned it on.
We charged it in the car, which is a great feature, too.
Yeah, the product was designed essentially for hands-free. So, you know, whether you're working on a car or under a sink or you're needing an emergency light or even if you're going camping, you know, it's got magnets on the back of it that fit the surface. It's got also, for hands-free design, or you can lay it on its back or stand it up freely on its own. But, you know, we kind of thought through what was the best way to design a LED work light, and this is what we came up with, and we believe it's truly innovative, and we don't see anything out there like it.
Well, I can attest from having laid on my back under a sink with a jagged, knurled aluminum flashlight in my teeth that this would really solve some problems.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're still continuing to build off that platform, so even though the Mighty Light is still new to the market and we're just rolling it out, you should see new products similar to that design that will be even smaller and brighter come out in the near future.
Oh, cool.
Cool. Now,
I love that.
Is it available through all the channels of distribution, home centers and hardware stores and all that stuff?
You can get it at home centers and hardware outlets today, and you can also get it online in some of the websites like Amazon.com and other .com sites for major retailers. So it is available today.
Sweet.
And we're continuing to expand.
Just don't come to our house to get it. I'm keeping it.
He is keeping his. And, you know, for everyone out there, you have to actually see the product to really understand how cool it is. And you go to CooperLighting.com, and there's information on their website. Because it's unlike any other. It looks like a little laptop or something like that. It's unlike any other work light I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Unlike the other work lights, this one actually folds for easy storage. So it'll fit in a glove box or a drawer if you want to put it away in some easy storage and have good access to it.
Oh, without a doubt. I'd throw it behind the seat of my truck without question.
He throws everything behind the seat of the truck. I mean, you go back there, and it's just sedimentary layers of, like, all kinds of stuff.
Easy. I'm organized. But there are a couple other exciting things from Cooper Lighting, Ken, that we hope you can share with us.
Yeah, one of the products that we have that we feel, and we actually donated to the Rebuilding Together program, was some Precision Plus Doppler Radar Motion floodlights. And it's a big mouthful, but the name itself says a lot. And today's motion floodlights operate off of PIR technology, which is really dictated by heat moving from one area of the ground to another. And there's a grid that is kind of a lens that breaks the ground into a grid on all motion detection lights. And as heat moves from one area to the other, it triggers the light to come on. And that's how everything works today. But this new Doppler radar actually incorporates Doppler radar technology with passive infrared, and it now picks up side-to-side motion very well. But the gap that's been there, or the void that's been in the marketplace, is the technology of passive infrared doesn't pick up motion moving towards the light.
Like,
so
straight
on. If you guys have experienced that with an existing motion light out in the marketplace today, it doesn't matter if it's Cooper Lighting's or a competitor brand that's out there. If you walk straight at it, a lot of times it will not go on.
Well, we have that frustration. We have, I wanted to get a motion sensor light for our front porch because I think that's important. You know, we have kids and I just want to be safe in our home and not have to remember to turn the light on and off every day, too, which we're not that great at. But we have a fluorescent light, and it just takes forever for it to go on, and then it just goes on randomly. Like, it's just...
It's picking up everything. A butterfly goes by in Africa, and the thing turns on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this sounds like something that could really help us out at our house.
Yeah, and the other thing that we had to do to get this light in the location that it's in is we had to run all new wire from our breaker box, our breaker panel, all the way up to the light location, which it was no small task. Anyway, it wasn't easy.
You had to create a whole new phrase to describe it.
We have a solution for that, too, also. Actually, we have a solar LED product that you do not need to run electricity to, because it actually has a solar panel with a 16-foot cord that you can actually run to the motion light, and it operates without electricity. It's operated 100% off of solar power.
Oh, you're kidding.
I love it.
It's extremely bright and directional, and it can provide you the need you're looking for if you have a shed in the back or somewhere you don't have the flexibility to run power to.
It just makes sense to have exterior lights have solar component to them. Why not? Yeah, exactly.
Now, you mentioned a shed and a cord. Can I let me think this through. Can I put the panel on the roof and the light inside the shed?
Absolutely. And that's because it's also motion, as soon as you open the shed door, you walk in there, it turns on for you. You don't have to search for a switch.
You realize, of course, if I had this and a shed, that I would just go in and out of the shed all day? Very Homer Simpson-esque.
Yes. We got, like with the cabinets we got, they have that easy close or whatever it is.
Yeah, I open and close the drawers all day.
He opens and closes the drawers all day long because they have that, that soft close. He would literally walk in and out just making this light go on and off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could put it in your pantry and see if you can catch your kids with a late night snack, possibly.
Oh. Ooh-hoo-hoo.
Any kind of espionage I can do is also good. I'm the neighborhood captain of suburban espionage.
He elected himself that.
Yeah. But I see this. Now I'm thinking through where we live, at the My Fix It Up Life HQ.
Uh-huh.
And this kind of product would be, one, affordable, two, effective, to put out like in the middle of the yard by the driveway, so that when someone enters the yard from the back, like a 9-year-old coming home from her friend's house at dusk, it turns on when she needs it, which is out in the driveway, not when she's already standing on the porch. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And between the two products, between the Doppler radar technology product, that picks you up as soon as you're walking a step forward. There's a microprocessor that talks between the Doppler radar technology and the passive infrared technology. So any movement at all, it's going to pick up. It's going to talk between the two and make sure that it's not false motion. I don't know if you've ever had some false triggering, the lights going on and off a lot. This particular product will filter that through, and you'll get a lot less false triggering and a lot more security as far as the light going on when it's supposed to. And
now,
then the solar allows you the flexibility that if you don't have power, you can use the LED. You can use the LED solar product with that panel and direct it any way you need light. And again, that's a motion product too, like you're saying.
Now, I want to take a step back, and Mark's not going to enjoy this, but I want to talk style.
You're not going to call it cute, are you?
No, style.
Okay.
Now, I'm talking finishes and the look of these lights too. Do they come in more than just white?
Absolutely. There's a bronze finish and a white finish, and those are the most common finishes that are out there. And as consumers are asking for more, we'll continue to develop a product that fits the current trends in the marketplace.
Now, do you have these in a lantern look as well as the standard, security, a light look?
We do have some on the solar product in a lantern look. We are not yet having the Doppler product available, but that, of course, is in the development stage.
I like that.
That's great. Well, Cooper Lighting's always ahead of the curve. So
seriously.
I'm very, very excited to see these looks come through, this technology come through, and then to see the stuff to follow up. I mean, you can't introduce everything on the first day.
That's
absolutely
true.
And we take the feedback that we get from our consumers very seriously, and we spend a lot of time making certain that we bring products to market that are what people are looking for. Hopefully people enjoy these products that we're talking about today.
Well, we've already gotten huge enjoyment out of the Mighty Light. And if you haven't checked it out and seen it, you have to go to cooperlighting.com and check out these new security lights, too. I mean, solar, it just makes sense. Why not solar outside?
It just makes unequivocal sense.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to light up our yard like the Vegas Strip.
Oh, Lord.
Okay,
help me.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Ken, we really appreciate you joining us. And I know Popular Mechanics is very happy that you partnered with them in the Rebuilding Together project. Really making a place better than they found it when they got there.
Truly.
I know that. And we appreciate your time. We, however,
have
are
to
up
take
against
a break.
Mm-hmm. So we will be back in just one quick minute, or range of time near it, with more My Fix It Up Life.
Cooper Lighting's Precision Plus Doppler Radar motion-activated security floodlights combine the sweeping accuracy and range of Doppler radar with the side-to-side advantages of passive infrared technology. This produces an outdoor security lighting system with more coverage and fewer false triggers. Visit www.precisionplusdopplerradar.com for more information. Again, www.precisionplusdopplerradar.com for more information.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa at the end of another fabulous program.
Yes, you are. And next week's show, we're going to be sharing more Rebuilding Together Philadelphia news with all of you. I'm very excited to share more interviews.
Yes, and I hope you're as invigorated by the show as the neighborhood was reinvigorated by this process.
And inspired, too, because, you know, giving back really does, I mean, it makes a difference. Every little thing that you can do in your community really does pay off. It helps you, it helps your family, and it makes everyone, you know, come together and feel good, too.
Yeah, it does. So check us out online.
Yes, at myfixituplife.com.
On Facebook at Facebook.
At myfixituplife. Follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter. Email us.
Yes, at info@myfixituplife.com.
Questions or photos. And show off or find out something.
Yes, we want to know what you're working on. And also check out what's up for grabs, too. There's lots of good free stuff up for grabs. And tune in next week for more
My Fix It Up Life. Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Do you have an overwhelming home renovation project on your hands? Replace your pry bar and sledgehammer with the new Little Red All-Steel Demolition Tool that delivers maximum power and precision with little effort. Reach into tight corners and speed around sensitive areas while simultaneously removing staples, small and large nails, and screws. Use the Little Red for endless demolition projects, including prying tiles, flooring, trim, drywall, siding, cabinets, panels, roofing, and more. Save time and money. Enjoy a cold drink, not a cold sweat. Visit www.littleredripper.com to solve your demolition puzzle.
TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.